Cambridge Certificate in Advanced English 1 by the University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 1. This is the Cambridge Certificate in Advanced English Listening Test. Test 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear 3 different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear part of an interview with a woman who works in retail management. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
So, Fiona, can you tell me about how you started in fashion retailing?
Yes, of course. After I finished university, I took a job with a big high street chain. I was an assistant manager. Every week you would see the sales figures for your product and then act on that by placing repeat orders or putting a new style in. It was a good grounding. However, most of the staff had been there years and I think I did make mistakes in my dealings with them. I blush now to think of my time there. I then moved on, after 5 years, to my present job.
And now you're thinking of moving up the ladder. How do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
I would eventually like to be in senior management.
Well, before you rush off to see your line manager, I think you need to work out skills you can offer, emphasising your selling points, showing them what you can do. Also, have you been going the extra mile to get things done, or doing more than what is asked of you recently?
Now you'll hear the recording again.
So, Fiona, can you tell me about how you started in fashion retailing?
Yes, of course. After I finished university, I took a job with a big high street chain. I was an assistant manager. Every week you would see the sales figures for your product and then act on that by placing repeat orders or putting a new style in. It was a good grounding. However, most of the staff had been there years, and I think I did make mistakes in my dealings with them. I blush now to think of my time there. I then moved on, after 5 years, to my present job.
And now you're thinking of moving up the ladder. How do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
I would eventually like to be in senior management.
Well, before you rush off to see your line manager, I think you need to work out skills you can offer, emphasising your selling points, showing them what you can do. Also, have you been going the extra mile to get things done, or doing more than what is asked of you recently?
Extract 2. You overhear a woman telling a friend a story about a swan. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
So what happened last weekend?
Well, we were taking our boat along the river when we passed a pair of swans with a nest nearby. One swan just carried on feeding, but the other one, the male, I think, decided to come and investigate.
Oh, fantastic! I've never seen a swan's nest close up. I expect he was hungry.
Well, actually, it was immediately obvious from his body language that he had other things on his mind. He was flapping his wings really hard and approaching at incredible speed. I guess we'd gone too close to the nest. I'd never have done that if I'd known what would happen.
Gosh, amazing. I've never heard of swans behaving like that before. So what did you do? Row like mad?
Well, we got out onto the bank, but he followed us up and then stood between us and the boat for about an hour. We just couldn't frighten him away.
No, I suppose not. Still, I'm sure he wouldn't have hurt you.
Are you kidding? You should have seen the way he moved. Swans can be really aggressive at nesting times.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
So what happened last weekend?
Well, we were taking our boat along the river when we passed a pair of swans with a nest nearby. One swan just carried on feeding, but the other one, the male, I think, decided to come and investigate.
Oh, fantastic. I've never seen a swan's nest close up. I expect he was hungry.
Well, actually, it was immediately obvious from his body language that he had other things on his mind. He was flapping his wings really hard and approaching at incredible speed. I guess we'd gone too close to the nest. I'd never have done that if I'd known what would happen.
Gosh, amazing. I've never heard of swans behaving like that before. So what did you do? Row like mad?
Well, we got out onto the bank, but he followed us up and then stood between us and the boat for about an hour. We just couldn't frighten him away.
No, I suppose not. Still, I'm sure he wouldn't have hurt you.
Are you kidding? You should have seen the way he moved. Swans can be really aggressive at nesting times.
Extract 3. You hear part of an interview with Bruce Loader, a successful businessman who's talking about his early life. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Bruce, at school, you discovered you had a natural talent for art.
Yes, I inherited my dad's gift for drawing. I wanted to do representational art, paint portraits. But every college I went to, and there were 3 who accepted me, all the college tutors said, forget representational art, get a single-lens reflex 33mm camera, hit the shutter, crash, there's your picture. Not even Rembrandt could get that accuracy, so it's not worth it.
And you believed them?
I did. That was my biggest mistake. I haven't picked up a paintbrush since.
How did your father react when you told him you weren't going to art college?
His face was white with rage. He said, right, that's it. You could have made something of going to college. You won't get another chance. Now I've got a perfectly good job for you on the factory floor. You start this week, take it or leave it. I said, no, I'm going to start a business next. He said, well, at your own expense then.
He refused to support you anymore?
That's it. And so...
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Bruce, at school you discovered you had a natural talent for art.
Yes, I inherited my dad's gift for drawing. I wanted to do representational art, paint portraits. But every college I went to, and there were 3 who accepted me, all the college tutors said, forget representational art, get a single-lens reflex 33mm camera, hit the shutter, crash, there's your picture. Not even Rembrandt could get that accuracy, so it's not worth it.
And you believed them?
I did. That was my biggest mistake. I haven't picked up a paintbrush since.
How did your father react when you told him you weren't going to art college?
His face was white with rage. He said, right, that's it. You could have made something of going to college. You won't get another chance. Now I've got a perfectly good job for you on the factory floor. You start this week, take it or leave it. I said, no, I'm going to start a business next. He said, well, at your own expense then.
He refused to support you anymore?
That's it. And so...
That's the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.